You know, many today claim to believe in the Bible, but they say much of it is out of date. For example, I've heard some say that we ought to switch the elements of the Lord's Supper to fried chicken and Coke, even though Matthew 26:26-29 clearly shows bread and fruit of the vine ought to be used. But they say fried chicken and Coke would fit in more with our times. But the Bible represents its instruction as being permanent. For example, Psalms 33:11 says, "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations." So God's counsel is not just cultural or temporary in duration. Now this same, quote, "Bible is out of date" reasoning is what the gay church uses to justify gay marriage. Notice one of their quotes. "These are just a few of the biblical views that are totally different from the way we see things today. Become familiar with the cultural setting of the Bible." They see the biblical view and they say things are different today because of culture. That's exactly how the gay church justify their sin. However, the Bible teaches that not only is homosexuality a sin, it's unnatural. Romans 1:26-27 reads, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which is meat." Whether something is natural or not doesn't change. The Bible says the sin is not only a sin, it's unnatural. That doesn't change. So the culture does not make it one way then and another way today. The Bible is not out of date. Isn't the justification for women preachers done the same way? The rationalization goes something like this. "Yes, we know women preachers were condemned in the New Testament, but the culture was different back then. Times have changed. It's okay to have women preachers today to be in accord with the norms of our society." 1 Timothy 2:11-12 does away with this theory. It's one of the passages that condemns women preachers. It reads, "Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not or allow not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence." Now notice, the very next verse gives the reason for the instruction as, "For Adam was first formed, then Eve." So since the prohibition against women preachers is based upon creation, and since creation doesn't change, then neither does God's instruction against women preachers. The Bible's not out of date. What it said then, it meant then, and it means the same thing today. On a related topic, hasn't the Bible's instruction about wives being in subjection to their husbands come under fire lately because of the women's liberation movement? Texts like Ephesians 5:22 tell us God's requirement on this, quote, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." Now, if we don't have the right to change the Lord's Supper to fried chicken and Coke, why would we have the right to change the teaching of Ephesians 5:22 about the wives being subject to their husbands? Perhaps the most egregious illustration of believers thinking the Bible is not relevant to today's society is the subject of modest dress. 1 Timothy 2:9 reads, "In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety." Knowing what the Bible says about modest dress in that verse and in other places, and knowing what the Bible says about lusting after the opposite sex in Matthew 5:28, why would any Christian young lady want to go to the beach in a bikini? But many of them do. Evidently, they think what the Bible teaches on this matter is out of date. No, the Bible is not out of date. Jeremiah 6:16 says, "Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." That verse makes no sense if God's way continually changes with custom. The real question is, do we really love God enough to obey His commandments? John 14:15. Even when it makes us different than those around us.